5-Minute Mental Mastery, Love, Day 5, Inner Thoughts of Love Directed Outward. We're spending a few days this week diving into specific examples of the inner thought conversations of unconditional love. It's important to experience what these actual thoughts in your head might sound like in various different scenarios, so that you move from theory to actual experience. Then you can implement similar conversations within your own mind toward yourself and those in your world. So here's another short example. Unconditional love directed toward a spouse or partner. Note, sometimes it's valuable to share these thoughts with the other person, but often the thoughts are perfectly sufficient in themselves. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being insensitive in my words. I'm sorry for not showering you with love today, but instead getting consumed with my own tasks and my own agenda. I'm sorry for not thanking you enough for the constant and endless service you give to me and our children. Please forgive me. There's no excuse for me not giving you my heart completely. Sure, there's a lot of work, but loving you is my highest priority, in truth, and I didn't love you well today. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for your never-ending service. Thank you for your sensitivity, kindness, and constant support. I love you. I will show you that better today. Once you go through that process, you'll likely feel a new resolve to give and act more lovingly. If so, it's best to write down your resolution and commit to it. Thinking loving thoughts is wonderful and very powerful. But if a loving thought of action surfaces in your heart that you know you want to act on today or soon, write it on your priority list. If you don't follow up with the action to write down your inspiration, you will likely get distracted and find yourself saying sorry for the same things tomorrow. We are task-oriented humans. We function best when we are extremely clear on the next priority. We need to make sure to get our highest priorities written down. Unless you're going to do it instantly, if it's not written down, is it truly a priority to you? If so, it's better not to clutter the mind with more to-do items. Best to get them out of the head and onto a list. Either commit to it or say no to it today if the time is insufficient. It's actually detrimental to make commitments in your mind to the inspiration and the tasks that you want to do, but know you don't have time to do. That is a setup for failed expectation, overwhelm, and disappointment. Don't set yourself up to fail. Be real with yourself. Write down commitments and let the rest go. Just because you experience compassion toward others and want to serve them, you are not suddenly required to do it all today. Here's another example of inner thoughts of love directed outward. Unconditional love toward a child. I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry I didn't play with you today. I'm sorry I didn't show you more interest in your interests, but instead tried to get you to do what I'm interested in. Please forgive me. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for the light you bring into this world, for your enthusiasm and vibrant energy. Thank you for being so forgiving. Thank you for your humor and loving to make us all laugh. Thank you for your kindness toward your sisters. You're such a caring big brother. I love you. I cherish you. I will be more loving, Father, today. I will try to understand your heart better and find joy in what brings you joy. I love you, son. Okay, those are just two examples relating to family. It's a good idea to use this process in order of priority in your life, starting with your closest relationships and working out from there. Here's the order of priority I place on relationships in my own life. First, God and self. Second, spouse or partner. Third, children. Fourth, extended family and friends. Fifth, work colleagues and the world in general. Decide on your own priority of order priority in, for your own relationships. Then work through this healing process of forgiveness and unconditional love in your own mind, starting from the top. I know that you will experience a release from any rancid resentment that may be lingering inside, which will open your heart to a delicious peace. I'm excited to hear of the amazing love that you experience welling up from within. Living in full connection with the energy of unconditional love is the truest description of a truly amazing life. Don't hesitate to share your experiences with me or others. I'd love to hear about it. Make today amazing.